This week's parsha, in parsha's Achrei Mois, it speaks about the two different sayers. There's the sayer Hashem and there's the sayer Azazel. They have these two different animals, and they look the same. They have basically the same different qualities, but one of them ends up going to Hashem, and the other one ends up going Azazel. The other one ends up going to thrown off a cliff. Rough times, but that's what it is. So the Sayer Hashem and the Sayer Azazel, how do we choose which one is which? So there are lots. Gorelois, Gorelachod Hashem, Gorelachod Azazel. That's how we choose it. So what's the reason why we have Gorelois? Got two animals. It's very simple. Why don't we just have one of them just do, one of them Aaron will choose to go to Hashem, the other one Azazel. So why do we have to have lots for? What's the reason for this Goyrol? So the Rav Sadia Gaon writes a beautiful thing. Rav Sadia Gaon says that the reason is to chizik for a person be'amuna u'bitochen. Writes Rav Sadia Gaon, why is it that we need Goyrol? Because what does it mean a lot? We think of it as being maybe like a lottery, but I want to think of it as being like a lot, like a person's lot in life. And it's going to show us that every person, everything that happens to him, any type of pain, any type of difficulty, any type of wounds, everything comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hashgacha. And it's not happenstance. This is your lot. And everything that happens, we have to realize, is our lots. Shaharei, if when it comes to a tsar of a behemoth, this behemoth that ends up being pushed off a cliff, we see over here, was nigzar through his lot, that this is going to be his lot. For sure, our pain of a person, any one of us, whatever we're going to have is going to be nigza. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come to show us from the beginning, that the person should know that there's nothing that just happens. Everything is b'hashgacha pratis. Everything is that this is a person's lot. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. And there are some beautiful stories over here. I'll tell you a story. A town called Kubrin. There was a Yid, a tzaddik named Rav Moshe Mikubrin. When he was in Kubrin, there was a terrible fire that broke out in the town. And Rav Moshe was there. And when Rav Moshe was standing, they had to evacuate the town. And they were standing out there with some of the other people of the town. He said to them, I want you to know, in Shemaim, they're deciding right now exactly how far this fire should go. And how far this fire should spread. There's nothing that's random, like it just happens to go up until here and not further. And the fire hits exactly where the fire is meant to hit. There's a story from the Sefer Shefa Chaim. The Shefa Chaim is the Admor Mitzanz. It tells over that one time, Rabbi Elimelech Milizhensk was with his Hasidim, with his Talmidim. And he told them that every single thing that happens in the Shemaim happens for a reason, for a purpose. He says, even when an animal goes to the bathroom, where exactly the animal is going to drop its droppings is Nigzar Min HaShemaim. Anyway, there was a Talmud there that was listening and thought that it was like a little ridiculous, like it really makes a difference where the animal droppings fall. It don't make a difference, he thought to himself. Not to mean that Hashem, it just happens wherever it happens. Anyway, this Talmud was one time, he was going by a mountain and then once he started to walk on the mountain, he started slipping. There was some sort of like rubble on the mountain, and it was And as he was slipping, he was falling down the mountain, and it was becoming very, very dangerous for him. And he was having a hard time catching his grip, catching his footing, until finally, as he was falling, and he was afraid that he was actually going to fall off the mountain totally in a very dangerous way, he grabbed onto something that was very, very, was very not slippery, very coarse, I guess. Anyway, after he finally caught his footing and got his stability, he looked at what he had grabbed and he realized it was dry droppings. He went back to the Rebbe Elimelech. He told him, "I realize that even wherever the droppings fall, I know that it's from Hashem." So my friends, what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that a person has to realize that everything that happens is for a reason. And especially when we think about now, we're living through a magefa. And a person can think it's random who is going to be taken, who's not going to be taken. But there's nothing that random that happens in the world. And everything that happens, happens for a reason. And the people that are taken, they were chosen. And I saw recently that it's brought down from the Sfarim, Sifrei Kabbalah, that a person that's chosen during a magefa goes straight to Olam Haba. These are chosen people. And those of us that have remained are chosen. We're chosen to remain. There's a story I heard from Rabbi Beryl Wein. Rabbi Beryl Wein, he's already quite an old man, quite an accomplished man. So he tells over about the first time he went to Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is the museum in Yerushalayim, the museum of the Holocaust. And he went into this. He went inside of one. There's one particular display where you could walk inside. It's like this nondescript building. And there's one candle in the building. But there's many, many mirrors. Because of the many mirrors, it looks like there's thousands of candles or hundreds of candles. And there's a recording that's playing. And the recording is singing over the names of children that were killed and their age and their birthday. And Rabbi Beryl Wein was inside of this room. And he was listening to the names of the children and their birthdays. And he ran out crying because he realized that the birthdays were not far from his own birthday. And he's thinking to himself, why was it that I was spared? Why am I not just another number on this recording? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from me. And there's a reason that I'm a survivor. Because I'm meant to do something. I have a mission in this world. And all of us have to realize there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us here. There's something that we have to do. We have to accomplish and realize that everything that happens in our lives is for a purpose. There's nothing that happens that's random. That is perhaps the lesson of the Seir La'azazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the Seir's lot. And every person has to embrace his lot. Sometimes it's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us here, it's we're meant to do something. But just the fact a person has a lot in life. This is my lot. And in different ways, different people sometimes question what their lot is and what was the intelligence behind that lot. You know, when I was younger and sports was a very important thing to me, so it bothered me. Excuse me, that my brothers were taller than me. I have a brother 6'4", a brother 6'3", a brother 6 foot, 6'1", whatever in that area. They're all just, one's just slightly taller than the other one, got 3 inches. 3 inches is big, my friends. 4 inches, got 4 inches on me. By those extra 4 inches, you know what I could do on the boards, basketball? You know how much better it would be if I had the, and I questioned, why was it that I didn't have those inches? Why am I shorter than everyone else? And it bothered me a little bit. I was a kid. But a person, as he gets older, has to learn how to accept his lot in life. This is my lot. And you know, I have a brother who's much brighter than me. And I have a brother who's much funnier than me. And every brother has his own qualities. And there's nothing about me that I thought that was particularly exceptional that stood out. But I was me. And when a person, as he gets older, has to learn how to embrace his lot in life, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my lot, and this is what I'm supposed to work with. And perhaps because of my unique qualities, whatever they are, so I'm the best suited to do my job, my tafkid in life. And I know that I have a particular tafkid. A person can say, you know, I wish I could have a different yeshiva. I wish I could be a Asher Arieli. I wish I could be a Tzvi Kaplan. I wish I could be a Rabbi Yeshua. I would like to have their yeshiva. And I don't have, Baruch Hashem, I'm not jealous of anyone else's yeshiva. I don't want to be in anyone else. I don't want to have anyone else's yeshiva. I like my yeshiva. I love my yeshiva. But my yeshiva, my personality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me in order to service my yeshiva. And I could have said when I was younger, wow, I grew up like Tzvi Kaplan in this family with all these rabbanim, and I would have gone to Brisk, and I could have been like groomed for a whole different, but that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed from me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to open our yeshiva. So he needed me to have my qualities, my Latin life is perfect for my tafkid. This is my job. He has his job, and he shouldn't be jealous of me, and I shouldn't be jealous of him. So every person in his own life has to be that way. And different people have different talents. Different people have different koiches. And you can look at someone else and say, why is it easier for him to learn? Why does he understand better? Why is he smarter? Why is he, or whatever, a person can perhaps be jealous. Why is he, every person has his tafkid, his purpose in life. Embrace your lot. Realize that this is your job, to be able to be ma'ila these nitzaitzis. To be able to say, this is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this place. There's no one else that has your unique chemistry. And with your chemistry, you're going to be Marbek Kavod Shamayim like no one else can. I believe this is one of the things that we're learning here from the Seir La'Azazel. We're learning for a person to try to embrace his lot in life. And we all have different lots. And we realize that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to be someone else. There's a saying, I believe from the Kotzker, Al toime kishe efne eshne shema loiti pane. Don't say, when I have time, I'll learn, because maybe I'll never have time. Says the Kotzker, maybe you're at loiti pane nik, which means maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn in that matziv. He wants you to learn in that situation of, I got so much going on in my life, got things flying all over the place. And I anyway sit down and I grab 2 minutes to learn, or 5 minutes to learn, a half an hour to learn. Maybe that's your tafkid in life. And Rabbi say, our tafkid as a door is to be able to learn through coronavirus. That's our tafkid. We could say, I want to wait until things are easy, things are calm, till I have chavrusas, I could be in place. No, our tafkid is to seize the moment. We have a special moment we're going through right now, an epic moment in the history of the world. There's never been anything like this. Now's our chance to be able to say that this is my opportunity, this is my lot in life, to be a yeshiva bachur going through coronavirus. This is a special, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has equipped us with the tools, and I have the capability to be able to rise to the occasion. And if we're makabel upon ourselves, we accept that this is the unique challenge for us. And then we identify with the fact that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. It's not a mistake, my friends, that we are here right now. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. It's our lot in life. And Beis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that all of us, and I see, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people have risen to the occasion. A lot of people that's most of the time, usually they're busy with their business or with their families, and they take the time to be able to continue to learn. It's beautiful. They take upon themselves. You see, we have Baruch Hashem people that are with us right now that are joining us in this shir, even that are part of the our chabura, that are making sure to learn, even though Shmuley Neuwirth is an architect and he's usually working very hard, and here he is, Baruch Hashem, sitting and learning. And we have Baruch Hashem, a lot of other people who have also joined us. Aaron Jacobowitz, who sits and learns, who works, Baruch Hashem, has been on the shiurim consistently. Avrami Guber has been on the shiurim consistently. And Baruch Hashem, you see people who understand, they understand what the reason for the coronavirus was. It was for us to be stronger. It's for us to dig deeper. It's not that it should blow us over. It's we bulls wobble, but we don't fall down. We could, you could huff and you could puff, but you will not blow us down. We will be stronger than the coronavirus. But it's Hashem with Siyata Dishmaya. Yidden are like olives. Squeeze them, you get the good stuff. That's us. And even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is squeezing us right now, my friends, we're going to bring out the good stuff. We're realizing that that's what we're here for. We're here for this Nisayan. We're here for this challenge. And just like Avram Avinu, imagine if when the things got hard for Avram Avinu, he would say, you know what? I'll wait for tomorrow. That's the point. The Nisayan is the point. Avraham Avinu rose to the occasion. And every time he faced the Nisayan, it built him and made him stronger. So to us, my friends, we have Nisayanus. Tomorrow, we're starting a new Zman. We have to start it with all the ganze ganzkeit, with all the frischkeit. And based on Shem Asiyat Dishmaya, we're going to be bigger than this. And we're going to rise to the occasion. And when we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put an end to that. That's the whole reason for this, is that we should be able to be, get stronger and get better. And once we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say goodbye. That's the end, my friend. We should be zoche to see. We should be also to bring, based on Shem, the end of this terrible magefa. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thanks for being there.